Episode 58 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Today we'll read Exodus 38 and find out just how much gold, silver, and bronze it took to build the tabernacle and its furnishings. And in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus helps clarify where one's allegiances should be. Our text today is again from the World English Bible. Exodus chapter 38. He made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood. It was square. Its length was 5 cubits, its width was 5 cubits, and its height was 3 cubits. He made its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns were of one piece with it, and he overlaid it with brass. He made all the vessels of the altar, the pots, the shovels, the basins, the forks, and the fire pans. He made all its vessels of brass. He made for the altar a grating of a network of brass, under the ledge around it beneath, reaching halfway up. He cast 4 rings for the 4 ends of brass grating, to be places for the poles. He made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with brass. He put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar, with which to carry it. He made it hollow with planks. He made the basin of brass, and its base of brass, out of the mirrors of the ministering women who ministered at the door of the tent of meeting. He made the court. For the south side southward, the hangings of the court were of fine twined linen, 100 cubits. Their pillars were 20, and their sockets 20, of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. For the north side, 100 cubits, their pillars 20, and their sockets 20, of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. For the west side were hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. For the east side eastward, 50 cubits. The hangings for the one side were 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And so for the other side. On this hand and on that hand, by the gate of the court, were hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. All the hangings around the court were of fine twined linen. The pillars of the court were filleted with silver. The screen for the gate of the court was the work of the embroiderer, of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen. 20 cubits was the length, and the height and the width was 5 cubits, like to the hangings of the court. Their pillars were 4, and their sockets 4, of brass. Their hooks of silver, and the overlaying of their capitals, and their fillets of silver. All the pins of the tabernacle and around the court were of brass. This is the amount of material used for the tabernacle, even the tabernacle of the testimony, as they were counted, according to the commandment of Moses for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that Yahweh commanded Moses. With him was Oholiab, the son of Ahizamak, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and a skillful workman, and an embroiderer in blue, in purple, in scarlet, and in fine linen. All the gold that was used for the work in all the work of the sanctuary, even the gold of the offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. The silver of those who were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. A beka a head, that is, half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary, for everyone who passed over to those who were numbered, from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 men. The 100 talents of silver were for casting the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil. 100 sockets for the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. Of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars, overlaid their capitals, and made fillets for them. The brass of the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. With this he made the sockets to the door of the tent of meeting, the bronze altar, the bronze grating for it, all the vessels of the altar, the sockets around the court, the sockets of the gate of the court, all the pins of the tabernacle, and all the pins around the court. Matthew chapter 10. He called to himself his 12 disciples, and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal every disease and every sickness. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, John his brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, Lebbeus, who was also called Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Jesus sent these 12 out and commanded them, saying, "Don't go among the Gentiles, and don't enter into any city of the Samaritans. Rather, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and cast out demons. Freely you received, so freely give. Don't take any gold, silver, or brass in your money belts. Take no money for your journey, neither two coats, nor shoes, nor staff, for the laborer is worthy of his food. Into whatever city or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you go on. As you enter into the household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come on it. But if it isn't worthy, let your peace return to you. Whoever doesn't receive you, nor hear your words, as you go out of that house or that city, shake off the dust from your feet. Most certainly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you out as sheep among wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and in their synagogues they will scourge you. Yes, and you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them and to their nations. But when they deliver you up, don't be anxious how or what you will say, for it will be given you in that hour what you will say. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents, and cause them to be put to death. You will be hated by all men for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into the next. For most certainly I tell you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel until the Son of Man has come. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be like his teacher, and the servant like his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore, don't be afraid of them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered in the ear, proclaim on the housetops. Don't be afraid of those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Rather, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Aren't two sparrows sold for an Assyrian coin? Not one of them falls on the ground apart from your Father's will, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who confesses me before men, him I also will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Don't think that I come to send peace on the earth. I didn't come to send peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man at odds against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's foes will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me isn't worthy of me. He who doesn't take his cross and follow after me isn't worthy of me. He who seeks his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. He who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. Whoever gives one of these little ones just a cup of cold water to drink in the name of a disciple, most certainly I tell you, he will in no way lose his reward." May God bless the reading of His Word. I did a fun little exercise today. Using the numbers given us in Exodus 38 regarding the amount of gold and silver used in the tabernacle, I looked up the value of that gold and silver using the prices as of today's date. Would you like to know that number? For gold, it's $43,814,608.04. The silver at today's value is a piddling $2,446,060. Now, in Matthew, Jesus had some hard teachings, didn't he? Especially the part about coming not to bring peace, but to divide families. What do you think about that? Is Jesus bad for families? He couldn't be, could he? Let's talk about it on the LifeSpring Facebook group, lifespringmedia.com/Facebook. I'll talk to you tomorrow. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.